www.radiotalk.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got lots to talk about. We really do. Talk a little bit about what we talked about yesterday, which is great stuff. Kind of a hot topic. It's diversion, of course. Outside of the fact that we just heard that there may be 150,000 troops and Russia's ready to strike somebody, I guess. Did you hear about that? Pretty crazy stuff. Anyways, we'll talk about that in just a minute. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, 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 yes. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also be my friend if you'd like to, personal, as well as fan page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. You can also be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Jeff Holloway, excuse me.
Yeah, I've seen that. He actually posted a couple times. Cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. He said, "Hey, Mr. Dean, I listened to a few podcasts." Podcasts, folks, we archive every single show. So if you missed one today or you say, "Ooh, that was so good, wish I could hear it again," go to Sons of Liberty Radio. .com and you'll be able to find it there. But he said he's listening through the podcast and absolutely loved them. I'm like a rock and roller and I love my country and try to stay engaged in what's going on in it. I find your broadcast very refreshing and engaging in our culture. One last thing. I have Rachel Maddow to thank for discovering you. She must be promoting the show.
I appreciate him too.
What a nice guy. I saw a post from someone that has her speaking against your ministry. The post was meant as showing her as being slanted to the left big time. It definitely showed that. Thank you again, sir, for doing what you do. Hopefully, we will meet someday. Jeff. Jeff, if you're listening today, as a matter of fact, get in touch with us. Tell us where you're at. Let's see if we can't set up an event in your backyard there. Michael also shared on Facebook. And you know what? This is something good, too. Kind of a little, I almost said praise report.
Does anybody have any praise reports today?
But this really is cool. About 2,300 people have liked our page in the past day. 2,300 people. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you haven't gone there, go there and check it out. You can also find stuff. We post things like our tech start, Bradley's latest column. It's called Who Supports This Administration? We're going to cover that more in hour two. Nobody is supporting it. That's the problem. That's what they don't want people to know. That's what dictators never want people to know. The propaganda machine has to work. Otherwise, people see that there's nothing behind them. It's kind of like the grasshoppers on Bug's Life.
Yeah.
Wait a second. We don't serve you. You should be serving us. And that's exactly
right.
Well,
they are. They are serving the American people right now. Him and Al Sharpton getting together trying to divide the American people by race baiting.
Wow.
That's what's going
on. Al Sharpton.
Yeah, what about the IRS scandal? What about Benghazi and Fast and Furious?
And
what about all those? How come we're not hearing about those things right now? Sleight of hand, friends.
We definitely are on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. So get there, get the inside scoop, understand what's going on, understand the diversion, but also understand the hope. We posted a whole bunch today. But I want to finish off your text art. Who supports this administration? It's always a picture and a saying. And this saying is, Obama's support only comes from those who are at war with our constitutional republic.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are at war with God, who gave us our rights to establish our constitutional republic.
True that.
Now, most people listening could probably say, yeah, I know somebody like that, but you can't say that your neighborhood's like that. You can't say your entire family's like that. You can't say a majority of people that you talk to and that breathe on this planet are like that.
Yeah.
There's very few of them. And so when you dash and you dispel that, this had 512 shares here within like an hour and a half when we sent it out there. Right now it's reached about 38,000 people. I encourage you, read the column, but get the text art and share it. Send it. Also, too, this week we were on the Bill Deagle Show, the Nutramedical Show, and SRN News.
You did Michael, that one. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was very long. This guy is extremely, extremely intelligent.
Yes.
Very
yes.
smart. He even quoted the Bible. You know, for a second,
that's
I thought
how smart he is.
For a second, that's right. He knew. Yeah. He knew the source.
Yeah.
So it was very good. Just
he's not like a philosopher using big words without common sense meaning, right?
Well, he definitely used big words, but he did give some common sense meaning. And
did
then
you have to pull up the dictionary?
He went so far. I mean, like, you know, how you understand things are going on and people are conspiring. But he goes, like, way beyond the Rolodex even. Like, he gets into their brains and tells you the neurons that are working together to do these certain things. That's about how sharp this guy is. But, yeah, it was an experience. It was an experience. It was a good experience. Michael Horton said, keep up the good work, fellas, on Facebook. But I had to finish this point on Facebook here. This Facebook thing, what's happening right now is, and this has happened, I can't recall the name of the group. I think it was, the name escapes me. But they had like millions of followers. They shared pictures and stuff like that. And their account just got shut down. They just stopped it because they had, it was literally millions of followers. It was a very conservative, very pro constitutional account that got shut down.
By?
So, and by Facebook. Facebook just literally shut it down. No. And because here's the thing.
Maybe they weren't buying ads.
Could have been.
Yeah.
It could have very well been. But the thing is, okay, Facebook is a private enterprise. It most definitely is. It's not a government-run organization. It's a private enterprise. So just like most folks, if you've got a private industry and you don't want to sell to certain people, you don't have to.
That's
you
want
to eliminate a contract so they can do that. That's what they did. They shut down the Facebook. Nobody knows why at this point. And I can't recall the name of it. Huh. You got the name Facebook as folks. Thank you. Uncle Sam's Misguided Children. That's the one. Uncle
Interesting.
Sam's, as a matter of fact, a lot of you probably get posts from them. You don't even realize it, but that's how popular they are.
Yeah.
So as we continue battling on, so go to your source, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and get what you need.
Become a son. Battling on is the word of the day, man.
Battles.
Yes.
Through many trials and tribulations. That was what it Paul that came back and exhorted the brethren through many. This was after he had been beaten.
Oh, no. You're thinking of Acts 11, where he was encouraging, exhorting the brethren through many trials and tribulations. Do we enter into the kingdom of heaven?
Is there I'm wondering sometimes, you know, in the mind, is there a different definition of trials these days than there was back then?
Well, I think they were probably a lot worse back then.
I would think because the government at that time would literally just take you and just rack you if they wanted to. I mean, they had that authority to do it. Now, it wasn't as widespread. They couldn't keep their eye on everybody.
You're talking about the Romans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I heard that said once, too. It was like back in the day, the kings had the authority to take you, take your wife, do whatever.
Yeah.
But they didn't have the power to go do that to everybody because they just didn't have it.
Yeah.
Now we have NSA, we have cell phones, etc. So everything's consolidated. So there's a different kind of threat, folks. And I guarantee you, when you step up to that threat and you confront it with the Spirit of Christ, those trials and tribulations come, but we still enter in.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. We're going to hit up on this Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman case again. Kind of expose what's going on behind the administration, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, along with Barack Hussein Obama. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates that's $100 or more, by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though, it's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Phone lines are accessible. 1-877-807-9977. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. We'll be talking about rules for radicals in just a couple minutes. The author would be Saul Alinsky. That would be, well, master to Barack Hussein Obama.
And a student of Satan.
Self-proclaimed, by the way, from the President of the United States, friends. But listen again. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have.
Was that old Jay Carney that said, "Oh yeah, yeah, you know that the
he's
president,
fond.
The
he's,
president's fond. Is it fond yeah, of? Yeah, he's yes. fond of Mr. Alinsky. I'm sure the criminal is himself. As a matter of fact, criminality comes from the mind of who Saul Alinsky dedicated his book to, and that was Lucifer, who, because he was such a great radical, inherited his own kingdom.
Clinton's also a disciple of Saul Alinsky. For those that did not know,
in college.
Let's hit that Common Core thing. I'm curious.
Oh, okay, cool. Then we'll go to the SRN because SRN News called us the other day. Stay tuned for that.
SRN
Common Core Standards. Now, there's a video of this, and we put it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It's a woman explaining Common Core. And Common Core Standards: 3 times 4 could equal 11. That is okay, and we've said this before.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you can explain it. Now, listen to what's happening. There's a couple things happening there, but the most obvious here is you're taking a fixed standard. This can apply all the way around the boards because law is a fixed standard. There's laws that are fixed. They cannot be changed, kind of like the law of the Medes and the Persians. It can't be gone back on. But God's law just doesn't change. It doesn't matter what you do with it. You can take a rock. You can crush it to dust, but the particles are still rock particles, even if it's dust. You can't destroy God's law. But here what they're saying is teaching kids, the next generation, 3 times 4 is okay as long as you can explain it.
3 times 4 is what?
3 times 4 is 12.
Well, I know that.
11.
You've got to be kidding me.
It can be 11 as long as you can explain how you came up with that. So if I say,
right.
Well, you know, 3 times 4, 3, yep. I understand 3 differently than you understand.
This is where carnal man now becomes the standard instead of God,
right.
The right giver.
And folks, there is.
That's sick.
It is sick.
Yeah.
If you look at any type of dictatorship, you just have to have anarchy and chaos around. What happens? What is the source of anarchy and chaos? No absolutes, no moral absolutes. Everything is just relativism. It's relative to what you think or I think or whatever. So with this type of standard going into federal education systems, one has to ask themselves the question, why is the federal government bringing this into the educational system? But the question even before that is, how in the world is the federal government even involved in education, especially education that is a local? Here's a good point to that. And this is how people are thinking, and this is what's so wrong. They look to the federal government as though it's the central power of the United States of America. No, the power is within the people. It's organic. It starts from the people and goes up. And the people delegate their powers in certain layers and levels. But people see that authority, law, rule, everything like that comes from the government. And so therefore what the government says is right. And if the government says something, well, then the states have to obey it. And if the states say something, then that trickles down to the people, well, they have to obey it. Not that we've missed the whole thing, and only destruction can come out of that, only chaos can come out of that, because that is what the oldest sin in the book, it's idolatry. You're looking to man as the standard, the one who sets, and you're disregarding God and his rules. Although, I will say this, in communist countries, God has his place too. It's inside a building, and you have the freedom of religion. You just can't exercise it.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between the First Amendment and every other country. Sure, in China, yeah. You can believe in Jesus, you can pray to Jesus, but you can't exercise that. Yeah. You can't do that publicly. Not just China.
They're called state-run churches in China.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
The government rules
the
roost.
Here's your confines. Rather than, now listen, this is how it's
now,
supposed to be.
Now, the underground Christians, those are the ones that are being thrown in prison and killed.
Yes.
Yes.
They are.
Yep.
All over the world. Voice of the martyrs.
Well, you're seeing the same thing here. I mean, who do you attack?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and Scripture tells us that the serpent warred with the church, those that kept the commandments of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't war with those that sat around and did a whole lot of nothing. He can't even use them.
That's right.
It's those that actually exercise their faith that are bringing about results by the keeping of God's commandments in Christ, that those... Them and anybody else that would do such a thing like that in any country, those are the ones that are under attack. And you're seeing the same thing here in the state-run media, through the state-run media.
The more effective you become, the more you're going to be under attack. And if you look at this...
case in point, Jake, really quick. Case in point, you agree with what God's standard is for marriage,
mm-hmm.
and you express that. Who's
yes.
there to attack you? The state-run media yes. is. Mm-hmm. If you are there to express that you're on God's side when he said, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, and thou shalt not kill, and when you agree with him and protect life,
mm-hmm.
the state-run media is there to attack you.
That's right.
And that's what you're being attacked for.
Mm-hmm.
Bible tells us clearly that the commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully.
Yeah.
Because the law is spiritual. We're carnal, sold under sin. So that good thing is working death through us to bring life to us. And what you see is those that are not on God's side, they're at war with God's law.
Yeah.
But those that are on God's side, well, the bad guys are at war with the good guys.
Yep.
And we see that in the natural.
And so you know you're a good guy if you're
in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah, how can a man of God be a controversialist today? I mean, how can't he be a controversialist? I mean, a man of conscience is not a leader of consensus. He's a molder of consensus. And what happens when you take that lead as a real leader? One of the presidents said, case in point, a little bunny trail, but he said, you know when you're doing something right by how your enemies attack you. And he says that you also know that you're not a real leader if someone's not attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
I'm trying
to think of who said that. I think it was Carter. I'm not sure, but
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, you know.
Well, we got to be careful we're not attacked for the wrong reasons.
In their confusion, they blurt out the truth sometimes.
In Leviticus 26, it says to the Lord, "If you will not obey my commandments, you will not keep this covenant. My soul shall abhor you, and my judgments, or excuse me, so that you will do all my commandments, but that you will break my covenant. If that's what you choose to do, I will set my face against you. You'll be slain before your enemies." They that hate you shall reign over you. You shall flee when none pursues.
Curse. Yeah.
One of the first things he says, I will appoint over you terror. Now, this is fear. Now, this is going back to this model we were talking about before. If government system, because this is most people's mindset.
Where are we at right now?
This goes back to the people's mindset, that the government, you know, it goes from top down. The government is the source of law, authority, and what they say, because we're going back to Common Core.
Right.
Common Core is saying, well, it's all relative, whatever you think or believe. That's baloney.
Yeah.
Because challenge the government and say this, and this is what we got as a comment. I wonder if that logic and math will work on our tax forms. Okay? Simply put, this is Ed. Thanks, Ed. I made $75,000. Have $50,000 in expenses, which leaves me with $30,000 in whole. Oh, wait. This is how they do the math. Now, of course that wouldn't fly. They'd say, no, 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 no.
But I can explain it, see? $75,000 and then $30,000 in expenses. I have 50 left.
No, you don't. And you owe us this money.
Well, no, but I can explain it.
Either pay this money or you're going to jail.
But I can explain it to the judge.
Okay, you're going to jail now.
Well, I can still explain it.
Now you're going to stay in jail for a long time. See, the absolute does not change on that end. But for us, and this is the point.
If I can interject, is government acts out just exactly what you just got done saying.
Exactly. They're saying, oh, no, there's absolutes when it comes to us.
Yep.
And this is where people get, they buy that.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it's
like
just
the government,
how it is.
It's like the government has the right to break the law. It's like the government, there's no consequence when they break the law.
Yep.
And in essence, they're actually saying that, listen, it's okay when we do it, but you people, us demigods, you better leave us alone.
That's
but
right.
you peasants, you better just abide by, well, our rules. What are our rules, they ask?
Because they only apply to us. We make them up. We are God. That's what they're saying. That's why I say it's idolatry. It's idolatry to accept that. We had Tim Baldwin on the radio, I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, talking about the Romans 13 book.
Yeah.
And talking about real submission and what is real government. Of course we're to submit to power, that power that is ordained of God. But not the other way around. Here's what happens in America. This is how it should be. When I read the Constitution, or when we even teach the course, which is coming up again in August, so you want to sign up, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. When we teach the course, I get so liberated. I'm like, you mean that's how it's supposed to be? I don't even know how to act. It sounds so free and so liberating.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were really that free at one time. Yes.
Yeah.
We still are according to the law.
That's right.
It's what do we apply and what do our elected officials apply?
We need to bring about the broom of the law and eradicate policy.
That's right.
Sweep it away.
Because that is acceptable, and that's obedience. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And then we understand, historically speaking, how our founders and what they did and why they did it and what was the precedent they set and who they appealed to, then we start to understand, oh, so this is how we restore this. Because man, power corrupts, absolute power absolutely corrupts, said Lord Acton. The people set the standard. Now, I know this is hard to understand, because I'm not on city council, I'm not a mayor, I'm just a stay-at-home mother, or I'm a business owner. No, you do set the standard. You are America. You, God establishes the law through you, not through the opinions or the bureaucracy of federal systems.
Yeah.
That's so hard.
Just got a quote for you.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of brave Americans died to break the chains of British tyranny so that the principles of our Declaration of Independence could take hold and flourish in the birth of a new nation. Yeah.
That's where you get back now to the compelling side of this. Some people don't do this because they're lazy. They're
that's the motive.
Whatever.
But the love of Christ constraineth us.
That's right.
Yes, the love of freedom constraineth us.
And now you get the new paradigm is, well, I'm not doing these things. Well, why aren't you? If you know that it was blood bought, why wouldn't you stand for it? Is it because you don't love?
That's it.
Can flip right back.
Well, that's what it is. The love of many will grow cold, or it'll wax cold. Why? Because they're workers of lawlessness.
And then it's
they don't understand the law, therefore they call it love, and then they war against the law. Mm-hmm. And people need to keep in mind that God gave His law because He loves.
And then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Destruction.
Well, I hope that's not confusing anybody. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. You were talking about Common Core, how 3 times 4 equals 11 as long as you can explain it.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
But yeah.
And then people wonder why they're confused. Yeah.
And why this next generation is acting out what they're being taught in the public schools. Well, why? That's what they're being taught. Of course that's what they're going to act out. Oh, but I spend time with them. I take them to church. You go to church, you know, maybe 2 hours a day.
And he doesn't preach against sin.
And let's even say maybe he does. You got 2 hours of that, and then you've got how many hours of being indoctrinated? Then all of a sudden he's taught to what? Hate the preacher. And that's why the prophets came in the first place, because the false prophets were teaching the direct opposite. Now, this is symptomatic of what the Bible says in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, 5:20.
Symptomatic. I like that.
Woe to those that call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for what is, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Sweet.
So taking
sweet
the
bitter,
opposites and applying them. And that's the same thing that this standard teaches. Now, what happens to a nation that does that?
They rule the roost. Your children at length will rule the roost. Isaiah 3, women will rule the roost, and you're beginning to see that as well, not only in government, but also in the pulpits, which within itself is not a bad thing, but we got to keep in mind that, I'm going to get myself in trouble. I'll just slow my roll on that one.
But it is important, though, to slow those things down, because when you do see a society come to that, what happens? You feminize the men.
Right, but what I was saying in Isaiah 3, it says that the children will be your oppressors and women will be your rulers.
Rule over you.
And that's scary stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's kind of on a different point now, but I'm recalling to myself when I did street teams, and you go to some of these stores. Now, when I was a kid, I got spanked. That's what happened.
Ooh.
You screwed around, you got spanked.
Ooh.
You took your spanking, and you said, okay, yep, I was definitely wrong there. When I did wrong, I could feel the spanking even though it didn't happen yet. That was what it was doing to my conscience, to know what is right and wrong, because that's what discipline does. Now, this day and age, the kids are coming into the store or wherever you're at, and they are flipping out, man. I mean, they're going nuts. The kids acting so erratic that it's like, whoa, is this what's happening in this day and age?
Yeah.
Then I went to work as a paraprofessional for a school that was an alternative learning type of deal kids. Yeah.
Oh.
For kids with mental issues or whatever.
Disorder.
I didn't even know these schools existed. This was in my town because I went to a public school. I went to a Catholic school for part of it.
Maybe they thought you were in the special school.
Maybe. Well, I guess I was in the special school. But I went to teach at this one.
Yeah, you gotcha.
And there's like about 20 kids there.
Yeah.
And I look at all the kids and I see they're from dysfunctional backgrounds. None of these kids
have
normal living up.
That's right.
Except for one particular one, but that's because his dad was just whacked out. He was a wacky pastor.
That's right.
Just whacked out. So I see these kids with all these issues, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, and so I'm helping the kids, you know, helping them learn, stuff like that. They're sharp kids, smart kids. You know, I knew kids like this in school when I was in school, but they didn't have special schools like this, so now they did. Then all of a sudden, this one kid just starts getting kind of different, bizarre. And then all of a sudden, this look came upon all the teachers' faces like, he's having a fit or whatever.
Yep.
And it wasn't even that bad, honestly.
I've seen these in alternative schools, yep.
And then the teachers, they call in for backup.
Yep.
Johnny's doing it. And I'm looking at like, Johnny's not even barely doing anything.
Yep.
He's back-talking you. So reprimand him and let him get back to work.
Yeah.
Then two other teachers come in.
Yep.
They get Johnny on the floor. I'm watching this just aghast.
Yeah.
He didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
And he's like on the floor. No, no, no. They put his arms behind his back and they put him in this white padded room. No, no joke.
Yeah.
In a white padded room. I walk over to the room. I'm like, why did you put him in there? Because he's having one of his issues.
That's right.
I'm like, okay, when I was a kid, I get an issue like that, grandpa
would whoop my corner time,
whoop my
right?
crack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the other side.
Yeah, wisdom is justified by their children, Jesus said, and we're to train up a child in the way that they would go, and when they're old, they will not depart from them. So in other words, what we're doing is we're sitting there we're teaching these kids to be monkeys and animals, and when they act it out, we have to subdue them. Yeah. We have to control them. But that works great for bureaucracy,
sure
by the way. I got to tell you a story. I was actually in a high federal prison, high security prison, and I was preaching, and there was a godfather in there. He was 18 years old. This was in South Dakota about 10 years ago. And I remember when I went inside, folks, I'm a little bit bigger than the average Joe, and stocky, massive. You ever seen Rocky before without his shirt out? I look a little bit like that, but I kind of look like Elvis a little bit, my wife said. Right, Carrie? Is that you? Okay. And, so I went inside, and all of a sudden, they had two security guards on each side of him. And they were looking...
This godfather kid?
Yeah, this godfather kid. He's 18 years old. Oh. Little tiny pipsqueak, right? And this pipsqueak, this godfather, was playing both of these security guards like nobody's business. They were looking at me like, I better be careful with what I say to this kid. I said, hey, first of all, I'll tell you this. Why don't you go sit down and let this kid do whatever he feels that he wants to do? Because if he does, it's going to be the last thing he does. And I said this right to his face. And I looked at him and I said, you know what I'm talking about, right, bro? And he looked right at me and I instantly won his respect. See, what they're looking for is they're looking for love. They're looking for people that they can't play. They can't rule the roost. They want to know their lines. And when you show them their lines and you don't let them play you, they respect you. And by the way, I don't know if it's just me or not, but isn't that the duty of every parent in this country? Thank you.
You set those lines.
I just wanted to make sure. It's not the state's jurisdiction. Right. It's not the school's jurisdiction. It's not the doctor's jurisdiction. It's the parent's jurisdiction. And if they go out of whack, well, guess what? What does that reflect? We see that all the time when we see in public schools where the kid's got a problem. He's been in through a halfway house or whatever the case is. Well, we find out that the parents are in a halfway house. We find out that the parents are thrown in jail for theft, and then they wonder why the kid has a problem with thievery or whatever the case might be. You know, and you just see this reoccurring thing, and so, it's a reflection is all it is.
So, like, when people that are shocked, like, this is stuff we've experienced for over a decade, going into public school, doing assemblies, doing prisons, like you just said, that was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for a long time to bring the gospel there because that straightens the stick. That is what straightens the stick. You get... Oh, well, just because he becomes a Christian, if he really becomes converted, guess what? He's clean from the outside and inside, and it works its way out in society.
But when we're talking about these kids, Jake, these kids, I mean, what is the whole backbone of my message? God gave his law because he loves, And he loved me enough to tell me no.
Yep.
And then I give the analogy of the van. If the first one doesn't stop, or if we don't understand no the first time, the second van might not stop. It'll take them out. And the message is responsibility. And until we take responsibility, don't expect your kids to be responsible neither.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
And it's like with each generation, if we don't take those, and I've said this before, I've seen it in generations. Generations won't necessarily walk through the door of sin, but they'll leave the door open. You know, they'll walk past it. They won't go out themselves. But that's only because inside of them, there's a morality instilled in them that is a Holy Ghost morality that was put in them by their parents because they were trained correctly.
Amen.
The fact that they leave that door open, they don't walk through it. They don't shut it. Guess what the next generation does?
That's right.
They walk by and say, well, Mom never shut the door, and he was too much of a wuss to walk through it, so I'm going to walk through it.
Okay, now let's take that over. That's exactly right. Now let's take that over to government. What are we dealing with in government today? What the American people allowed the school system to teach our children in the first place. What did Abe Lincoln say? The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy in the government in the next.
That's right.
And that's exactly what we're seeing.
So you have this. This all ties right into Common Core. People are like, well, how can you teach 3 times 4 is 11? We've been teaching it in society for years.
Yeah.
And when we give that jurisdiction from the family, then over to the state, and then the state can handle it, we need more funding. Well, let's just federalize this. It'll be easier, quicker. The bureaucracies you said were involved in that alternative school I went to, there were so many drugs being prescribed to kids. These teachers got extra perks. They get paid more than the average teacher because they have a psychology degree and stuff like that. They don't want these things shut down.
Yeah.
Of course not. Money sinks in, then it's covetousness, and then it's like, well, we don't want to shut the system down.
Haven't you seen the billboards just driving down the street over the last 10 years since the Bush regime took over? Remember when George Bush came into office, all of a sudden you started seeing all these medical signs? Have you seen your doctor today? Have you been screened for this? Have you been? It's all suggested to get you into the door so they can cause you to become dependent.
That's right.
And guess what? Government will pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting how that works? And where does that money come from the government to pay for the medical in the first place? From the taxpayers.
Yep.
So at length, there's that big circle again. And America's paying for its own demise at length.
I've got an analogy, but I really think this sums up. Now, I've worked with a lot of people. We do just because we're an organization that's very large, and we transcend a lot of boundaries across the country. So I get to work with a lot of different agencies. And there's a lot of good people, and there's a lot of good agencies. So I'm not making a blanket statement here. But some of these fruitcakes, because that's what they are. Example, a social worker from a big city in Massachusetts recently transferred to the mountains of West Virginia. And was on her first tour of her new territory when she came upon the tiniest cabin she had ever seen in her life. Intrigued, she went up and knocked on the door. "Anybody home?" she asked. "Yep," came a kid's voice through the door. "Is your father there?" asked the social worker. "Pa?" "Nope, he left before Mom come in," said the kid. "Well, is your mother there?" persisted the social worker. "Ma?" "Nope, she left just before I got here," said the kid. "But," protested the social worker, "are you never together as a family?" "Sure, but not here," said the kid through the door. "This is the outhouse." So that's the problem, is you're looking. She's on the outhouse saying, "What's the problem? Why isn't the family together?" Because they're not supposed to be together there. I mean, it's so obvious, right? If I go back to education and I look at things like Common Core, or I look at federal education, now they're so simple. If I look at, for example, all these billboards, "Have you seen your doctor yet? Have you da-da-da-da-da?" Why don't we talk about the food industry for once?
What
are people eating?
Yeah.
What about exercise? These are common sense things, practical. They don't cost a dime. It's just a change of your habits, and you will be cured. But do they want to cure? No. We want to talk to a kid in an outhouse and ask him why his mom isn't in there with him.
That's right. The woman that had the issue of blood that came behind Jesus. The Bible said that she pressed into the Lord and she was healed instantly. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And here you have the doctors who took all of her
substance.
All of her substance, friends, of course. That's all you have to do is go to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because he said, "I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord that healeth thee." But once he heals you, go and sin no more. Eat the right thing. Do the right thing before the Lord. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. That'll be coming up in just a couple minutes. Saul Alinsky tactic, Rules for Radicals. Who is the famous disciple of Saul Alinsky? President Barack Hussein Obama said, clown Jay Carney. And we'll get to that in just a couple minutes right after the Common Core discourse. Oh, did you like that? Yeah, I like that.
We're discoursing it.
Yes.
Well, as Ed said, there's always going to be standards. It's ridiculous to think that you can just, philosophically speak away a standard that exists.
You can't.
Because of how you feel or
the laws of God are written upon in our hearts and our minds within. Mm-hmm. We know what's right and what's wrong. We might not have the definition or bring about the distinction, but we still know it's wrong to kill, it's wrong to steal, it's wrong to lie. And so we can only get away with that for so far or for so long. Let me say it this way. Let me parallel this way. If I was to go to a foreign country and I was driving a car for the very first time and I got pulled over by a cop and the cop pulls me over and says, "You broke the law." Well, I have to take responsibility for abiding by the laws before I get in that car in the first place. And so in saying that, that might not go so far. Hopefully the judge is going to be a little merciful with me if I do break the law. But the bottom line is I can't look at the cop and say, "Well, I don't know what the law says."
Yeah.
And say, well, the cop's going to look at you and say, "Well, what are you doing driving then?"
Mm-hmm.
Common sense, right?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, because we make judgment calls all the time in life.
We have to, and that's what protects society.
Isn't it interesting that man has the dispensation to choose that which is right, and man has the dispensation to choose to do that which is wrong, Deuteronomy 30:19. But when man does wrong, he says he doesn't have the power to do the right. No, that's baloney.
And when
if you have the power to do the wrong, you have the power to do the right.
And when did that mentality come in?
When you lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt.
And then it reflects in, it was like in the past, it was allowed or it was accepted from time to time. And then all of a sudden what's happening now is it's becoming more materialized, or it's curing in our education system, which is what we teach our next generations. I just saw that video again. Actually, if you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, you can see Freedom Outpost does a good news column every single day. It gives good news that's going on out there. As a matter of fact, there was a good news of this little girl.
So we just shifted gears.
Yeah, well, I'm just giving the good news part of it. But you go to that Common Core just to finish this off and to button it up. What has happened now in society is as it becomes gradually accepted, then all of a sudden it gets embraced and gets put in the education system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You look at any society throughout history, that's what happens. Immorality comes in. Decadence proceeds.
Yeah, luxury.
Proceeds, luxury.
Yeah.
That's right. It happens afterwards.
Yeah. Yep.
And when you become decadent, you become weak.
Yeah.
And then guess
John
what?
John Adams said that.
A more moral, and when I say moral, I mean by this, a standard, an absolute standard. A more moral civilization will then take you over because they have strength. They have the ability to bring that strength and congregate that strength and overtake you because you become weak.
Yeah.
And so that's the end of this whole thing, if we look historically speaking, and that's where it's crept into here. But I will say this, because the laws of nature exist, and because we're dealing with a different society, no different than England in a lot of respects, England just would not be dominated. They would throw off everybody's shackles.
Yeah.
And internally, sometimes, too, unrighteousness would be rooted out. You have that. We are born of that seed in America.
Thank God for Cromwell's and Spurgeon's and the Booths.
Look at all the preachers that came
Bunyan,
out of there.
And Wesley.
Look at the amazing impact on the world that's come out of that.
Yeah.
And look at the amazing
Wallace
liberties.
And Scotland.
Yeah, the amazing liberties that we've experienced because of it. We pattern that after this, and this America is founded on a different seed. We're not just like a communist country. We're not like an oppressed country. That's not how we started.
Yeah.
We started in liberty, knowing what
America
liberty tastes
like. America is a minted seed is what it is.
Totally.
Yes.
It's kind of like the analogy of this. If there was a slave, I don't care black, white, yellow, it doesn't matter. If there was a slave, and you try to take him out of slavery, who was it? Harriet Tubman said, I'd free 1,000 slaves, could have freed 1,000 more if they would have known that they were slaves.
That's right.
But now take this. Take a free man and put him into slavery and try to convince him he's
take
a slave.
Take one of America's versions of an atheist and send him to a communist nation and see how he likes it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's going to say, wow, these Judeo-Christian principles and values that are in America, there's something about this.
Yeah, they're the reason I can do what I'm
exactly.
doing right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I realized when I went over to the communist nation, man, they just didn't tolerate my baloney.
Exactly.
And I find that I didn't agree with what their doctrine was in the first place. Maybe it wasn't so bad over there. And you know what? Maybe this has just been a lack of gratitude on my part to the God that gave me the rights in the first place. True.
That is true. I think because that's what you'll end up coming down to, and that's the law of nature that I was getting at. You can throw this Common Core baloney. You can throw it on kids. You can try to jam it down their throats. They're not stupid. America's born of a different seed. We had a 1776. We've reoccurred that seed. Anytime there's a natural disaster across the world, who gives the most donations? It's America. Why? Because we have a heart and we have a gratitude in our foundations. Not all people. There's exception to every rule. There's wickedness in every society. But because we have that as a seed, we know that we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. And we know what love is. It's the fulfilling of the law.
Amen.
And why do we have the love? Why do we have the law? It's because we love. And the government is the last people to be telling you what you are to do. It's the people that set the standard of government. Hey, figure this out. We have a constitution. What is
God
the purpose
gives
of the
government
constitution?
To Jake, when you talk about in your constitution, of course, you say it perfectly. It's perfectly laid out. God gives government to man.
Mm.
Man establishes government.
Yep.
Go ahead and give the
yeah, there is a God. Our rights come from him. The purpose of government is to protect and preserve our rights.
Right.
So because God makes man, he creates man, he created him in his own image. Man now, because of society and multiple people, you've got to have some kind of order and structure. So God says, yes, here's government, here's the structure and order, here's how you do it. You have a republic. Like it says in Exodus, you choose men from among you, men of truth, hating covetousness, able men, such as fear God, etc. And he says, this is how you do it, here's the system, here's the structure, and I'm entrusting you to do it. But the government is never becomes God. It never becomes an idolatrous form of worship, which is what you have when you look to the government for all of your answers and then you exclude God.
Yeah.
So long as you do this, you will prosper.
Yeah.
And look at Israel of old.
Well, it's
they
true.
Prospered. Look at America.
Hey,
we prospered.
When you strive lawfully, you're going to prosper.
That's right.
When you break the law and you fall outside of what the law commands that we obey in righteousness, what happens? You get in trouble. Hey, you know, it's like a little kid. He goes out and does whatever he wants to do, party hardy, right? He calls it freedom. It's licentiousness.
Yeah.
He ends up in jail for breaking the law.
Yep.
Once he's in jail, what is the whole purpose of that jail time? For him to bring about penitence. And when he's in there, what is penitence brought by? The truth to the man or to the kid's lie, right? That thought it was freedom to go ahead and do what he wants to do.
Yep.
Then you take him to the cross of Jesus Christ. And once you show him the cross of Jesus Christ, he begins to have a gratitude for the freedom that he has because he realizes someone died to give it to him in the first place.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, listen, right. You're going to hear this constantly on the show.
That's a law that's fixed. That will always be it. Two things you said. Number one, I remember I had friends when I was in school. I had a couple of friends that were talking. And one of them said, I got to go home at 11 o'clock. It's my curfew. My mom's making me go home. Isn't she a bag? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And the other friend didn't have a curfew. Mom didn't care about her or anything like that. And she said, well, at least your mom cares enough to get you home.
That's right.
And it's just like, it really hit me because I always had rules and structure.
Yep.
But I was like, you mean you actually, because as a kid with rules and structure, if you're a rebellious kid, you don't want that structure. It's like, that's the enemy.
Yeah.
But it made me double think, like, whoa, that is love, isn't it?
Yeah.
When she said that to her. And the second thing is going back to this absolute standards, I can hit everybody with what we're talking about. Your favorite sports team, just as an example. All of a sudden, the other team commits a foul, punches a guy in the face or something like that. And the referee says, oh, well, you know, I can't judge that other team. And your team loses the game. I mean, if we really want to find where people's passions are, you've seen it in college hockey or high school hockey, where these dads literally beat each other to a pulp, some of them dying. Because why? Well, because you shouldn't have made that call. That call was wrong. So there's an absolute in everything that your heart is attached to. But when your heart is not attached to, for instance, righteousness or the things of God, then the absolutes, well, I can negotiate on those ones. But on these ones, no. There always has to be. There always has to be an absolute standard.
Isn't it interesting when you pay attention to a historian when he talks about World War? Mm-hmm. You look at the historian, he acts like he knows more than the veteran.
Yeah, very animated.
And then once you see the veteran doesn't want to talk about war because he understands the price of war.
Yeah.
But that veteran has a great respect for the price of liberty that he wants no one to violate.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't understand that. The historian acts like he knows what he's talking about, which is great that he's got a head knowledge. But keep in mind, God speaks to the heart, not the head.
Yeah.
That's the difference between a historian and a veteran.
When I think to myself on those documentaries that I see where you're talking about, they kind of ping pong. And who would I rather listen to? I'm always waiting for the guy who was there.
Why is the historian talking with an authority that he doesn't understand? When you go to the veteran, he's got tears in his eyes and he's choked up in the process of telling his story.
Yeah, barely talking. You feel what he says rather than hearing what he says.
Totally. Oh, it's a witness of the Spirit, and you see that all the time. Anyways.
Food for thought.
Folks, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Saul Alinsky tactic, rules for radicals, a practical primer for the realistic radicals. Page 126. What's
right
interesting,
the
this is master. Yesterday I said grasshopper, but this is master to Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. And you're going to understand as to why these people operate in such a fashion, because they serve the lawless one. But again, they serve the people. And folks, we've said it 100 times. Satan himself could be in the office today in the White House, and the American people can still rule the roost by holding his feet to the fire.
The power is not in the House. The power is in the people delegated to the House. Thank you so much.
And that White House is your White House, friends.
Amen.
Not his.
Thank you so much for the accept. Your broadcast has brought me so much closer to God and Jesus. Keep fighting the fight, man. I'm new at this. I just pray every morning and night, but I'm learning a lot from you and Jake, Mike.
Awesome. Cool. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about who supports this administration anyways, talking about rules for radicals. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. End of first hour, coming over into second hour in just a minute.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity.